What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 135 of the PS3 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
And here we are. TGS just happened. I think it's still going on for... I don't know when it's over. But
I think it might be over tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That should be the last day. We'll go ahead and discuss some of the things from there. But right now, let's go ahead and jump into new releases. out on PS4 this week, Air Conflicts Vietnam Ultimate Edition, Anomaly 2, Fibbage, Kickbeat Special Edition. On PS3, Fairy Fencer F, Fibbage as well, I believe it's cross-buy, Meet the Robinsons, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm Revolution. Vita also gets Murasaki Baby and Run Like Hell! Exclamation point. So not the Run Like Hell game that was on PS2 way back in the day.
Was that a game?
Yeah. RLH. It looked, I remember reading the previews in the magazine, and like the screenshots looked really cool, but the game like turned out to be garbage.
Don't they all?
Yeah. Discounts. It seems like there's a lot of stuff in there. Everything Eidos gets a discount, it looks like. Let's just go through this list real quick. So we have Alien Breed, PS3 Vita gets discounted. Break Quest, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut, Ethan Meteor Hunter, Gex Enter the Gecko, Hitman 2, Hitman Absolution, Hitman Blood Money, Hitman Contracts, Hitman Trilogy, Horde, Joe Danger, Just Cause 2, Lara Croft and Guardian of Light, Lone Survivor, Mousecraft, Murasaki Baby, Merge Soul Suspect, Pandemonium, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, of course, is still free, Proteus, Quantum Conundrum, Run Like Hell, Sports Friends is still free, Stealth Inc., Super Frog, HD, Super Frog. The Swapper, Thief, Thomas Was Alone, Titan Attacks, Tomb Raider, the PS3 Tomb Raider, the new one that came out in, 2013, 2012? Tomb Raider, the PlayStation 1 Classic, Tomb Raider 2, Tomb Raider 3, Tomb Raider Anniversary on the PSP, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, Tomb Raider Underworld, TXK is still free, Velocity 2X, Velocity Ultra, Worms, Battle Island, Worms, Revolution Extreme on the Vita, and Z-Run on the Vita.
A lot of good games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Deus Ex, of course, was a PlayStation Plus perk way back in the day. And then, man, I still need to beat Hitman Absolution. That was a game that it suffered from the fact that it told me my score in the top corner of the screen. And so every time you made a mistake, you'd be like, minus points and plus points.
You didn't want to continue?
It was just like, then you make a mistake. I'm like, no. It's like that meme that came out afterwards where it's like, try the level, get caught, restart. Get caught, restart. Get through unseen, master assassin. And it's like,
Yeah.
It's a fun game, too. That's the problem. It's like, I enjoy it. And even the times where I just, I make a mistake, and screw it, I'm just going to go guns blazing or something. Then I just take out everybody, and that's still fun, but I don't get that many points for it. So it's like, I wish if I could turn it off, that'd be great, but I should just go through and just not care and just be like, take out everybody, not hide bodies, not even care, be like, you're all gonna die.
You say that and then you'll go through it and you'll fail something and you'll start over.
Yeah. Let's see here, there's some DLC for Drive Club Season Pass is already out, even though it's not out yet. They're just doing that like they usually do. Sniper Elite 3 DLC, Killzone Shadowfall DLC, FIFA 15, PS3 DLC, Fairy Fencer F, Farming Simulator. What kind of stuff comes on Farming Simulator? New tractors. let's see.
We can only hope.
Yeah. And a couple other things. And then there's even more discounts on a lot of other stuff. These discounts go on top of the PlayStation Plus discounts I was telling you about earlier, including games like DMC Devil May Cry, Devil May Cry HD Collection, Dead Rising 2 Off the Record, Darkstalkers Resurrection, let's see, what else? Capcom Fighting Evolution, Capcom vs. SNK2, Okami HD, Resident Evil 4 HD, Resident Evil 5 Golden Edition, Resident Evil 6, Resident Evil Chronicles HD Collection, Resident Evil Revelations HD, and a couple Street Fighter games. Yep, and there's new releases. Going back to when the new release came out, Fibbage. It sucks, I didn't realize that Fibbage, it's online, but it's technically local multiplayer. It's not online multiplayer. Like, because you connect with you, the way you play is you don't use controls. You launch the game on the console, and then you log onto the website, fibbage.com, with your phone, your smartphone, and then you type in the code, and you connect to the game that way. That's how you type in your answers and how you choose which one you think is correct.
Oh.
So you play with your phone. Now, you could play in other locations if you were to stream it, but when you stream Twitch on the PS4, it's a 10-second delay. So your phone will be receiving the...
Why do you have to play with your phone if you're buying it on a console?
Because it's the... you don't... The idea is that your entry... Like, if we all play, like, we're sitting down on the couch and we're playing, it asks a question and it has... It's like, they reenact this famous war in their country using fake blank. And then you type in a lie into your phone that no one else is supposed to see. So, like, you'll say, like, fake, you say sausage... Someone says duck. Someone says something else.
It would have been so easy to have an online mode for where each person puts it in on their own PS4.
Yeah.
And it just like syncs up the game so that it shows everyone the same screen.
Because, yeah, if you could host it like and just yeah. do. I could see doing maybe if this would be a perfect example of doing that online play now thing that Sony always talks about doing where you just connect and we can play multiplayer over the web using my game that you don't have to have it, but yeah, that's
which just seems like they done. Made it a lot more difficult than it needed to be.
Well, it makes sense because you couldn't play it without smartphones or like just local co-op like it was meant to be played, I guess, if everybody had controls and they're typing in everything on the TV, because then everybody would see the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I wish you could play it somehow online, at least, so you can have local co-op, use smartphone, and then online multiplayer where you can just type in with your PS4. But then if people don't have a keyboard, if they don't type in quick enough, I guess, because there's a timer. I mean, you can have it auto live for you if you're like, oh, just live for me. But because I tested it out
just
with a friend of mine
who,
I tested it with a friend of mine back east where he watched my Twitch stream, but then he connected up and it worked okay. Like the delay, the 10-second delay isn't that bad. Like I said, the problem is that your phone is going to be 10 seconds ahead of what you're watching. So before something finishes, your phone's like, okay, it shows you the question. You have to type in you know, your thing, or you choose your category before it even shows up on the stream. So it's, unless you can Twitch stream with a like a 2-second delay, then it won't happen, but... I don't think you can. You can only adjust your delay time, I believe, if you're on PC, and I don't think they can even do a 2-second one. I think there's always. I think. I don't know what the lowest is, but you can't just get rid of it. Which is a bit of a pain. I mean, I look forward to playing it. I have people I can play with it up here, but I was like, oh man, I just want to play this game. With, like, gotta get Izzy, gotta get Zach, get my roommate, a couple other people. That'd be hella fun, but. Yeah, can't do it now. But it is fun. Okay, let's see here. Getting off new releases, we have just a few things. Looks like 8 things from Tokyo Game Show that we can talk about real quick. Let's see. I saw this article where someone was criticizing, or people were criticizing. La, 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 la. Let's start that over. People were criticizing Ubisoft for the fact that the characters in the Assassin's Creed Unity don't have French accented English, and they said they're British voices. Like, they're like, why aren't they speaking with French accents when they talk English? Even though, like, the NPCs and the crowd around you will talk French, they're wondering why the characters don't. It's like, no one got upset when, you know, Assassin's Creed 1, he didn't speak with an accent. It's like, mm-hmm. and then they, you know, they go to the same thing where it's, oh, it's the animus, and that's the way it's translated to the person who's in it. So it makes sense that it would translate it in this British English versus, you know, French English thing. It's like, that's the way it's doing it. It's the system worker. And in a lore perspective, yeah, that makes sense. Even though it's funny that it kind of goes back on itself, considering that Assassin's Creed 1 Altair didn't have no accent, but in Assassin's Creed Revelations, when you played Altair, he had an accent. So, you know, they kind of, granted, it's a different studio that made each one, but it's like, who cares? It doesn't matter. Just leave it alone. There's no accents.
I mean, I understand. I do wish more games did have accents when they were in foreign locations, but I understand why it doesn't.
Well, a lot of them do. I just felt like, you know, I can see the argument of, like, why wouldn't you for immersion purposes? But they said, everybody around you in the crowd, like, it's only the characters that are, like, your character when he talks, and then I'm assuming some other characters will have those accents, the French accent, just not necessarily the playable character, and then maybe a couple other ones. But, you know, they can do what they want. It's their game. Artistic, you know, choice, right? But yeah, people will complain about anything, I guess.
Pretty much.
Like, the pirate accents in AC4 weren't piratey enough.
Let's be honest.
They were fine. I don't want over the top pirate accents. I don't want to go into a store and get a food.
I want like Assassin's Creed with like pirates and parrots on their shoulders. I want that type of pirate in my Assassin's Creed games.
That'd be funny, dude. That'd be sort of nice. I was like, if someone you were hunting down had a pet pirate, but the pirate would like spot you and be like, ah, assassin!
A pet pirate.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the damn parrot. Pet parrot keeps spotting me in the piles of hay. I'm trying to assassinate this guy. You can do pet pirates too.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere it is. But yeah, the parrots would be funny. It should have been like DLC, like multiplayer DLC, where there's just parrots around that would like spot you out when you're trying to hide in the crowd and assassinate each other. It's like, you can take out the parrots, but you gotta do it stealthily. Let's see, what else? There was a new trailer, of course, for Final Fantasy 15. It was like I'm gonna call it just a gameplay trailer.
By new trailer, do you mean like the second trailer ever in 9 years, something like that?
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. But it's mainly just gameplay, like driving a car around, going camping, attacking monsters. Like, it's like, we can't find a good camp spot. I want to eat my food, but there's monsters everywhere. But
I did love the juxtaposition of driving along and then you see a giant like dinosaur-looking thing coming mm-hmm. out of the ground. It did look pretty cool.
Yeah. And the fight style reminds me a lot of Crisis Core. At least it looks that way so far, where it's very active and involved. And if it's like Crisis Core, that'd be awesome.
The only complaint I have is the one that pretty much the entire internet has of, it looks like a giant Japanese boy band. They're all dressed in black, and one of them even has their shirt open.
Oh, someone has to have their shirt open.
Like, it looks kind of ridiculous. Like, I love the weird characters in, like, 9. And hell, even 12 had slightly more diverse cast, but this one, it's like the same character copy-pasted 5 times.
Yeah, I like the diversity in the cast of 12. Between like Fran, Balthier, and all the characters. That was fun. Yeah, it's like, you know, whatever. I think the action will be so fast-paced, and if the story's good, you'll be engrossed in the story, where it's like, I'm sure you'll be able to like change your gear to where it'll change the way the character physically looks. I mean,
done that in a Final Fantasy game? That's not an MMO, I mean.
They haven't done that, where the characters look different. No, because now I think about it, like, lightning always looks like lightning no matter what. But
I mean, maybe if you consider like changing classes changes your gear. Look, they did that in a couple games, but they've never had it like changing your gear actually changes the appearance.
Yeah, they did that in 10-2. Yeah, 10-2, I don't know.
Tactics. Like, they've had that a couple times, but
yeah, I guess maybe they won't be able to change all their black jackets, but
I don't know. It is kind of annoying seeing the same character basically 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that there's some variety in character design, because I don't think we've seen any non-human characters yet either. So right now it looks like it's just a main cast of like 5 people that are the same.
Well, there hasn't been any. The last non-human character there was in 12 with Fran.
Yeah. But most of the games before that also had non-human characters.
Who?
10 had Kimari.
Yeah, that's right. There's Kimari in 10.
9 had a shitload of them.
I didn't play 9, so... Yeah, I guess because...
9 had Vivi and Freya and Queen. Yeah, like half of 9's cast was...
I know the cast, I just didn't play it, so I didn't know their names. Who was there in 8?
I didn't play 8.
Neither did I, so... I don't think there was an 8, but that's just me. Yeah, because Kimari was in... Red 13 was in 7, and then... I felt like there was always the Moogles. You always had a Moogle in the early Final Fantasies.
Right. So a lot of the games had non-human main characters. Or not main characters, but non-human characters.
Yeah. Then I guess they got rid of that in 10 too, since it was just the three ladies. And then... Yeah, 13... No? There was none in 13. Unless you count the Chocobo and that guy's afro.
Which was weird enough that it might have been.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. If there are any non-human characters. But, I mean, if it's supposed to be, like, within a similar kind of universe, I guess, or whatever, who knows? They probably won't.
I wonder if they're going to keep it a similar universe, though, because it made sense when it was Versus 13.
Yeah.
But now that it's its own standalone title... I'm wondering if they're actually going to take the liberty to change the universe around. I mean, it's been enough time that they could have easily redesigned the game three or four times.
It's been long enough. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I know that they showed off some, whatchamacallit, the Final Fantasy Type Zero gameplay there as well, and they said that that game would be, they announced the release date for March 17th, and that... it'll come with a voucher code to get the demo for FF14 as well.
They also gave a really vague description when they did that. They said that the demo would come with like something that fans will love that's better than a boss.
Yeah, let's see. According to the report, it will allow players to see some of the opening scenes in action and some elements of the progression will be altered in order to make it more suitable for a demo experience. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't see anything else in this particular article, but...
Yeah. No, it was when they were asking if there would be a boss at the end of the demo, and the person they interviewed said, no, there won't be a boss, but there will be something else that fans will love.
I guess that makes sense, yeah. Or not makes sense, but if they're changing it to be more of a demo thing, because typically... I feel like demos don't usually end, at least the demos I'm used to playing back in the day, like they don't end in a boss fight. They end like you play through some standard stuff, you know, you go through a monster closet and then there's a cutscene, and the cutscene's like the cliffhanger. Like it's a clip, you know, one of those like, oh, wait, I want to know what happens next. Come on, tell me. But, so yeah, there's that. Let's see what else. Since we're sticking on Tokyo Game Show. Bloodborne Western release date got confirmed and a special edition was revealed.
I tried ordering the special edition as soon as they revealed it, and it was not online. So very disappointed.
What comes with the special edition here? Let's see.
It's a metal bookcase.
Yeah, premium art book and digital soundtrack.
I really only care about the metal case because I have metal cases for Dark Souls, for Dark Souls 2. So I want to get it for Bloodborne as well, since it's kind of a similar game.
Mm-hmm.
They need to all match and go in my container together.
There you go. I know they showed off two new classes, right? Didn't they? Rogue and another one?
Yeah.
Next time we play demos. I didn't watch the demos because I'm already excited for the game, so I don't want to keep watching stuff on it.
I read what they released, but I didn't actually watch it because same boat. I just want to be surprised for everything.
Yeah. That's like when they were talking about I was reading the preview on Resident Evil Revelations 2, which I wasn't interested in because I didn't play Resident Evil Revelations. but the way they talked about the co-op and how it's asymmetrical, where, for example, they talked about Claire and Barry Burton's daughter, I forget her name. She doesn't fight the daughter, but Claire does. But the daughter's in control of the light source, like the flashlight, and she can use that to blind enemies and also, you know, light the way. It kind of reminds me of that sequence in Resident Evil 5 where you have that lantern and one person can carry it, but they can't shoot when they carry it. And so they're kind of shining on the mob so the other player can shoot the zombies and whatever. And it sounds really cool, so I look forward to playing that because that sounds like an awesome... I mean, I liked playing 5. I played 5 a bunch. I've talked about it before. And a co-op. And then I played 6, and I played through each campaign co-op. But I never replayed it. And it always... While there were little differences between each of the playable characters, it wasn't necessarily enough to, you know, be considered asymmetrical. It was very much the same. You can use almost the same weapons. And yet, someone might have a different ability than you have, but...
Aside from like the bow and the machine gun thing, there weren't any differences really.
Yeah, and but the idea of this where one person doesn't attack but they can do other things, I think they have a knight stick or they have like something. I think they can do some kind of melee attack, but it sounds really cool. So I look forward to playing that because I'll probably play that with my my roommate a bunch when that comes out. Let's see, when does that come out? I don't remember. I don't have the article here, so oh well. Let's see, up next, they showed a new Metal Gear trailer, but it was all in Japanese without English subtitles. It had Japanese subtitles. So, I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. It just had quiet, and she floats down from a helicopter, and then all the guards are nervous, and then Miller's nervous, and Big Boss comes up, and he's kind of like, eh. Don't. And then they show that 20-minute gameplay demo where it's him and Quiet in that jungle. That was pretty awesome. I didn't watch the whole thing. I kind of like skimmed through because I didn't want to kind of like spoil anything. But there's some mechanics in that that seemed pretty interesting. There was one like kind of silly thing where I guess she can kind of like has super accuracy with her sniper rifle. So there's one part where there's like a helicopter and Snake, Big Boss throws a grenade like up in the air to the side, like in between the helicopter and where Quiet is hiding. And then when the grenade gets up in there, she shoots it with her gun and it pushes the grenade, like it launches the grenade into the helicopter. And then when it's about to explode, and that was awesome, but super silly. And then I read this article, I forget who posted it, but I wish I could remember the name of the website, but they were talking about there's a scene where Big Boss climbs up the side of this hill, or this mountain, but the article is about how in video games, climbing stuff is never depicted realistically. Like they talk about like Uncharted and Assassin's Creed and Tomb Raider, and it's like
how would they? Climbing takes a shit long. Like as someone who goes climbing, it takes so long to do anything productive on it. It would be a game just about climbing if they had to do that.
Yeah, but they showed they just talk about like they don't mind necessarily the speed at which people climb. They just talk about the method and the movements, like the moves. Like I understand a chart, like when
Nathan Drake, when he jumps up, like,
and when he shimmies from side to side, like in the first game when he shimmies left and right, it's just like super fast. And then but the way they show, like they analyze how Snake does it, and like he actually does it the way he's supposed to. And I guess when you're climbing, you have to relax your arms at some point, so you have to like find a foothold and a place you can stop, and then you have to stop and like shake your arms because you have to the buildup of the acid in the muscles, and there's like I guess a meter that fills up, so you have to stop if you're climbing up the side of something, which is very reminiscent of what they did in Metal Gear Solid 2, where you had if you were hanging off the edge, you had a limit for how long you could do it, mm-hmm. and you can actually build up that muscle, that meter, by doing I think it was 200 pull-ups, which took forever. Because you can only do like so many, then you had to climb off the edge and then go back down and do it. But once you did 200 times, you got an extra strength meter added onto your bar, so you can hang for longer. But yeah, they're like analyzing the way Big Boss climbs and how he climbs realistically versus everybody else. And like, he's all, this is it. Snake's the best climber in all video games. He wins. And it was at first I thought the article was like kind of a joke article. But then I was reading it, like the guy was actually like, super, because I guess he's a climber.
That is not one of those things that would bother me in a video game. I think there's a lot of other things that need to be adjusted first before we worry about that.
Like French accents. But
that, yeah, okay. If we're going to like rate which one would be more important to me, I would rather see realistic accents in games before we see realistic climbing.
I'd rather have, in a game, if a game's set in a realistic world, or at least especially the more realistic it gets, like it looks like the Fox Engine, you know, has that fantastic look. But if someone did something that was very cartoony, I suppose. Like a snake just kind of jumped up. You know, if you climb like Nathan Drake or like, you know, any of the assassins, I would be like, yeah, he's I don't think he should be able to do that. Like, I feel like he should be
really
limited.
You're complaining in you're complaining about realism in a game where you just like 5 minutes ago described like a super sniper.
Yeah, hey,
who shot a grenade out of midair into a helicopter.
But in real life, I've seen people who are great with guns and like
have you seen someone
handguns.
Shoot a grenade into a helicopter in real life?
No, I've never seen that.
So but, it might be slightly exaggerated and not realistic.
Sure, but it's also an optional thing too. Like, it's not something you have to do. If you have to climb up the side of the mountain, then I kind of like that they took the extra time to put that detail in. I think that's pretty cool. You know, being able to see like, wow, it's more of a like a technical and artistic way of advancing, where they're putting more detail in something. It's detail, kind of like the accents, but I'm less inclined to that because I don't mind that the character, because of the lore within that world and the animus. Like I said, every other character around you in the crowds will speak French, just not your main one, or have that French accent anyway. But I just thought it was pretty cool the way he climbed. Anyway, what else did they show? They showed a new concept trailer for Silent Hills, which is weird. I don't know why they'd show another concept trailer.
Because it looks awesome.
Yeah, it did. It looked really cool. Like I'd seen it, and then Zaya posted and we were commenting on Facebook about it. But my favorite scene from that was when you're walking down the hallway, getting away from that giant arm that's crawling towards you, and then he sees the door on the left, and it slams into the hallway on the right, and then it creates a new passageway. I thought that was really cool.
I love that the passageway's at an angle too.
Mm-hmm. Because the door was all slammed on the side.
I'm really excited about that game. I haven't been excited about a Silent Hill game in a while, and this one has kind of brought it back for me.
I know Zai's looking forward to it.
I am very much going to enjoy that game from behind my couch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you hated like horror things.
No, I'm going to buy it because it looks really good, but I'm going to make Michael play it, and I'm going to sit behind the couch while he does.
So you're going to buy it for someone else to play because you want to
see
it.
Yeah, and I'm just going to peek. I need to have that barrier, otherwise I just leave the room.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
That's pretty bad.
Man, I don't know why, but at one time I watched, I forget who it was, I was watching, I think it was a Let's Play, like a Greg Miller did a Let's Play of PT when I was exercising, so I was watching that, but like, that at least he went, it was in order, it wasn't cut, like it was a stream he was doing, so I was familiar with when the creepy stuff was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty far, I'm kind of close to my TV when I'm exercising, but not too close, so it's fine. But then I was on my treadmill yesterday, and I was watching the Achievement Hunter Let's Watch of PT.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't play, it's not presented in, you know, straightforward. It's cut together on different parts. So it's all like, okay, are they at this particular part where something scary happens? Because I'm like, I have my iPad on top of the console of the treadmill, so I'm like right there. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be looking at the screen when the creepy thing happens because it's still creepy. I'm like, gotta kind of like look to the side, like, is it gonna happen? Come on. But that was funny. And then so yeah, there's that. So I'll be interested to see how the final game turns out. I mean, all this concept stuff and the is really cool
so far. Yeah, the concept stuff is amazing. If the real game can have like some of that feel to it as well, I will be incredibly impressed.
One of the things too is I feel like scares in first person versus third person play out totally differently to me.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, like first person to me is way more, because it's that immersion, creepy than the fear I have playing like Dead Space, where that's the fear of unknown and of about to be attacked. Whereas first person, it's like, in third person, I could rotate the camera and look behind Isaac Clarke. In first person, I have to turn myself around. And it's like, mm-hmm. Fuck me, I don't want to do this. But so it'll be interesting if he does like a, you know how Metal Gear, you can go in first person? I wonder if they'll have that in Silent Hills.
Well, they've tried it before where it's third person and first person for different parts. They can clearly make a creepy first-person game. I don't think a lot of people would like it as much because they want the old gameplay.
Yeah.
But they're clearly capable of it. So if they go for it, I say good job.
Yeah, I feel like they'll probably stick to the same thing, but I do like that. Because, it's just weird that you're showing concept where the concept's in first person versus third, but I don't know how you'd, I guess, you can portray your creepiness in a first-person concept better, but we'll see if it turns out to be which perspective it is. Let's see, because there's still no release date, obviously. And I know the release date for Metal Gear 5 Phantom Pain is just abroad 2015, so I'm assuming it'll be at the end, probably like November 2015. Let's see, what else we have here? They also clarified what the Metal Gear collection was. It's a clothing line.
Of course.
Yeah, it sucks that I didn't actually watch any of the stuff at the show.
Will it let me dress up as Quiet?
No, it's more like
not that type of clothing line.
Not that type of clothing line, no. No one has any pictures. Like, I want to see what the clothes look like, and there's no, like, I guess the website's not up yet because it's just on works. Like, I want to see what they have. Like, they talk about it all having camo, but it has the Foxhound logo. But I want to see, like, all right, because, I like buying video game, like, shirts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, like, what they'll have. Like, are they going to sell an eye patch with the Fox logo on it? Like, what are they doing? I want to see what they have. I know they announced that Metal Gear.
Would you wear an eye patch if they sold it with the Fox logo on it? I think that's a better question.
No, I wouldn't.
I would.
I could see maybe like if I did.
Okay, Zaya.
Why not?
She's like, I don't need, depth perception.
I don't need that eye for the day. Yeah.
She's like, if one of my eyes is feeling kind of funky, I'll just cover it up. But
I only wanted to do one eye of makeup that day.
There you go. Or if you get a black eye, got to cover it up with something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Or you got pink eye, you never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so hopefully they'll show what they got there. What else? Let's see.
What were the two new games that they announced at TGS for Sony? I've been trying to keep up, and I must have totally missed it, because I didn't see any new game announcements.
Wasn't there a JRPG that was being designed by one of the guys who worked on Final Fantasy VII?
Oh, yeah, but that's for mobile and for Vita.
Yeah, it's mobile and Vita. Yeah, I figured.
I thought they said that they were announcing two new PS3 or PS4 games, but I must have just made that up in my head because I saw no news on it anywhere.
They said that. Let's see if I can find it in an IGN or something. Yeah, I don't
remember. They'll announce it today.
Yeah, because they never said it would be at the press conference. Because at the press conference, they didn't announce much of anything. They said it would just be, at any point during TGS, they could announce stuff. But I don't see, when I was browsing the news roll for stuff, I didn't see any, Sony announces X.
Yeah, I swear they said that they were going to announce two new games.
Guilty Gear X-erd, I guess, was that it?
I don't know. It was probably.
Well, it's XRD, so I'm. Is it Guilty Gear? Like Guilty Gear the Third, I guess? I don't know. But it's like XRD, XRD. But it says of the new Guilty Gear coming to PS4, so I don't know if that's one of the new games. No, I don't. I can't tell. Let's see. No, it says gets a new trailer, so it must have been. No, that game's already been announced before, so that's not it. No, I don't know what the new.
If that's the case, then I can't believe they wouldn't have announced anything. Like, they had to have announced something new at TGS.
Like I said, if today's the last day, they could just wait till today.
Well, my guess is it was a Japanese game. That's not coming to the US, so there are very few English translations of it.
Yeah, who knows? Like I said, I figured if it was announced, I would have seen it on IGN or in my news aggregator on other sites as well. So.
Disgaea 5? Disgaea?
Disgaea? Was that announced? I don't see it in the.
Oh, I'm on a Silicon Error where they do a lot of the Japanese coverage in English.
Yeah, it's true. They might not have written up that stuff yet.
Yeah, that's the only thing I see, though.
Don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Moving on to, let's see, blah, 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 2015, got that. outside of TGS, I guess there'll be 6 months of DLC support planned for Alien Isolation's Survivor mode with new characters and maps, which sounds pretty cool. I guess each month we'll get a new map to do the Survivor mode on with a new character as well. What else we got here? The Vault of Glass for Destiny came out earlier this week and was beaten the same day. 14 hours after it went live, it was beaten by a clan called Prime Guard. It took them forever and a day to do it, but now people are doing it within like an hour and 50 minutes.
I still want to try it. I haven't tried it yet.
I haven't. I just got to 20 and then beat the game yesterday because I haven't had a lot of time to play. And then, which is weird because, you know, I do the, I guess what they consider the last mission, but I still had two other missions available. But because it, like when you do one, it just branches off and lets you do whatever. There's no real, unless you pay attention, like, oh, now we have to go to this place or the guy's over here. It, you don't really realize what you're supposed to do next. Especially because,
unless you go from lower number missions to higher number ones.
Yeah, but they don't present the story always in that way though. Like, they have the lower number missions mainly so you can help level yourself up. But the way the story actually progresses, that isn't the case.
Right.
So it's like when you play, you said, when I went to Mars, I did mission one and like it's, you know, get A or whatever. And then it's like, okay, go to B. But going from A to B on those, on some, the missions are like, okay, that's the story. And it's like, bam, but there's other missions I could do that don't necessarily have to do with that. So it's like, okay, I guess I can go back and do those. I mean, there's no, I mean, I guess I can just do them to hope I get like a rare drop or something.
I did them just because it fills in the map with color instead of the outline of the symbol.
Yeah, I need the map with color. I guess I can do it too, just so I can help level up some of the gear I'm still wearing as I continue to hunt down the gear. Plus anybody can kind of randomly drop those rare engrams or whatever. So, because like I did one of the bounties where it's like, oh, kill 30 guys with melee. So I just went down to Earth, did the patrol, and I just ran around and melee some guys. And like the second guy I killed dropped a blue engram, and I was like, all right, I guess that can just drop from anybody, regardless of him being like level 2.
Yeah, they drop from anybody once you're a higher level.
Yeah.
It wouldn't drop if you were a low level, but once you're 20, you can get blues from everybody since the game kind of scales.
Well, I actually got it from when I was level 18.
Yeah, you can get blue gear when you're 18.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, but, yeah, so now that I'm 20, I'm just going to have to, I guess I'll go back and do those two missions. But I'm really curious. I want to, how far are you in it, Zaya?
I'm not very far. Okay. I got distracted.
Yeah.
Bye.
I went back on. They announced 2.4 for 14, so I went back on and started getting stuff done, and then Super Smash Bros. Demo came out.
Yeah.
So I'm up to, like, I think I'm almost, like, level 8, I think.
Did they announce when 2.4 is?
I don't think so. I didn't actually see a date. I just...
Well, we already knew it was coming eventually.
They announced, like, the... Well, they announced a lot of the content that's going to be in it and the name for it and everything.
Yeah.
So, like, they confirmed a lot of stuff that's going to be in it.
2.38, which was the preparation patch, just came out Monday. So, it's like they're almost... Which they finally put goddamn item comparison windows in there. It's like, really?
I was more excited about the hug emote.
And the slap emote. But
yeah.
It's like, you finally put an item comparison, it only took forever. Because the one thing I hated, like, which one's better? Okay, open up this one, now go to this window. Now go to this one, because you can't just leave.
Yeah, you just, like, switch between them.
Yeah, it's or I just go on to that, there's, like, one armor webpage I use, the FF14 gear calculator. I use that sometimes, like, I'll just read and compare, but... But yeah, there's that. Yeah, I play in that, and like I try to get on, like, okay, I'll do my dailies and then I'll do my hunt log, or you know, and you have the stupid fate, you get your marks, and it's like, oh, here's two fates, and one fate spawns super quick, and then the other fate takes 2 hours, and I'm like, yep. This is so boring. I'm like, this just reminds me of why I hated grinding fates. And so yeah, I hate that part of the. I wish I could just do. I wish the market bills were only for the regular mobs, not the fate mobs. It's just such.
Yeah, it kind of sucks they added fate bosses.
Yeah, but oh well, especially because like I there's one guy and I'm fighting him, and like I can take him solo, but then once all the mobs in the area around him respawn, like right near the end of his life, and it's like, okay, well now I'm screwed. I can't do anything. So then, you know, he kills me. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll just go back to him. And then, you know, because the fate still got whatever complete. And then I die, teleport back, go back. And now once I get back there, oh, now there's a bunch of people there. I'm like, great. Where were you guys earlier? But, yeah, I hate that fate and grinding garbage. Let's see. What else we got here? I think that, let's see, DLC, Destiny's Vault of Glass, talk of Destiny. I want to talk more about Destiny and this, some story stuff, but I'll wait till later, I guess. Let's see here. Yeah, I guess that's about, yeah, what's today? Today is the
20th.
20th, yeah, Tokyo 20th? Game Show goes till the 21st.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that'll.
So maybe we'll get new news tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, there was new. There was a new trailer for Evil Within. They showed as well. I'm still looking forward to that, but I'm still waiting to see how it turns out. Because I know some initially everybody's all excited, and then some people played certain parts that were. I guess out of context, they just kind of threw you in, and so they're kind of lukewarm on it, you know, on how the game played. So I'll see how that turns out, but I am looking forward to it. Yeah, it looks like that's about it. I'm trying to scroll back through the news to see what else there was. Nope, not a just minor trailer for stuff, you know. Everything else, some DLC, Drive Club trailers, more 1886 gameplay. Yeah, I guess that's about it for the news.
TGS had surprisingly little news come out of it.
Yeah, so far at least. When I scroll through the front page of IGN, just isolating PS4, because it's mainly just PlayStation stuff, it's Final Fantasy 15. Gameplay trailers. It's Metal Gear Solid 5.
It's all gameplay trailers of stuff that we already knew was coming and we've already seen. Like, it's cool that they showed it more, but it wasn't really anything new.
Resident Evil spinoffs, Bloodborne, and PT, and then I guess that's it for them. Like I said, we'll see what happens in the next few days. Maybe Sony will end the entire show with new trailers or something. But anyways, what have you been? I know you've been playing Destiny, Izzy, right?
Yep.
Basically nonstop. You said you were gonna pick up Last of Us. Did you end up picking it up?
I ordered it.
Oh, you ordered it.
I told you I wasn't gonna actually buy it. I was gonna order it, so it's coming on Amazon whenever Amazon decides to stop sucking and actually ship it.
You're like I didn't want to go to the store. That's crazy talk.
That game store near me scares me.
Bad sketchy store.
It's just weird. It's like a GameStop that's run by like 14-year-olds, I think.
Yeah, I don't so think you strange can things happen. 14.
Strange things happen there. Well, they look like they're 14.
All right, there you go. Well, hopefully that comes in at some point, then we can play 4-player Last of Us. trying to see what are you even playing? I know you said you were playing Destiny and then FF and then Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I've been kind of jumping around between things because I can't really focus on anything for too long. I like playing Destiny. It's really fun. I just am terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get into my little instance area and I die for the sixth time, I kind of get discouraged, and then I just go like kill things on 11 or 14 for a little bit.
I'm making a note to myself not to do raids with you.
I'll just join your fire team,
yeah,
and then run around with you while you deal your missions, because it'll scale things enough to where I'm not just like blowing them away when we go to do the quest.
Yeah, I just sit in the corner and like throw a grenade over my cover every now and then.
There you go.
How do you feel about just doing a dance party?
Dance party?
I'm okay with dance party.
Are the dance parties are the dances the same for each class, or are the dances different?
No, they're
each?
Different.
Okay, I was gonna say
I don't know if it's class or race, but it's
I saw
not
someone doing
dance.
A different dance, but they were in the background because I was like standing by someone. I was AFK, and then I saw like all these people in the dance room jumping on top of the fan, and then there was some guy dancing, but he was doing dance moves I hadn't seen. I was like, huh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's by class or race or both, but I'm pretty sure it's only one of them.
So now, I have a question about factions. Now, I know once you get the band to join a faction, any rep you get kind of up goes into them, into your reputation for that faction. But yeah. Does that also mean that, you know how, like, your rep also can go, when you're not in those, like, initially, your rep can go up for the guy, that, you know, what's his name? The Cryptarch? The guy that, you know,
yeah,
looks at you. You have levels that go
he's,
up with
he's
him.
He's separate, yeah.
And then what about the bounty guy? Are those separate as well?
The bounty guy is leveling up your Crucible or your Vanguard stuff. So if you're wearing one of the capes for reputation, he only levels up that.
Okay, so that will take away that reputation and put it into your whatever you're
yes.
wearing. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Because I didn't, like, I was going to join it, but then I was like, well, why would I join this? Because then I have to do PvP. I was like, I don't want to do PvP.
And yeah, then, you don't have to do PvP.
Yeah, that's
unless you want Crucible gear. There's like...
Yeah.
Oh, although you get certain bounties, exotic bounties for orange weapons later in the game, and they require you to do PvP if you want to finish them.
Like what kind of, what stuff do you have to do?
Positive kill death spread of 25 spread out over a few games. You have to kill like 100 people. Yes. I mean, just stuff like that. Like it's a little bit grindy, but if you play PvP, it's not bad. Yeah, but if you don't like PvP, you might not like doing that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. all right, well, that answers that question then. Because, yeah, I thought about just getting that. I was like, oh, might as well just join a heavy reputation, go towards it, in case I change my mind down the line or something. But, nah, I'd rather I'll just do some hard, like, heroic versions of missions. And can you do the heroic versions of missions solo, or do they make you team up like they do for... strikes.
You can do them solo.
Okay, cool. I'll do those bounties then. But there's that one mission where you get when you get the key, or and you know you fight that big guy. It's like before you go to that one place. I'm like trying to be like super vague, and it sounds ridiculous. But there's that one mission where you get a key, and then you get one of the drops. It's like a ceremonial knife or something like that, and then you give it to the I believe you get it to the speaker, and then he goes, okay, choose one of these items, and it's like a gear that has light on it. Can you keep redoing that one mission and get that same item, or will that item not
come? No.
Okay.
You only get the rewards once.
That's what I figured. Okay. Man, that one bounty, it's like kill 10, you know, hive majors or ultras. I was like, okay, but to me that means that there's a mob named...
Yeah,
hive major.
That confused me a lot at first because I was looking for a hive major, a hive ultra, and then I realized it was just any hive enemy with yellow health.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Come on. I was like, way to keep another thing in the dark, because I was like, okay, well, I have 2 out of 10. How the fuck do I have that? I didn't remember seeing
Oh, really?
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm so used to playing games
I didn't pick
like
up that
MMOs and RPGs
scary.
Where yeah. it lists, like, this is the enemy name. That when they said kill 10 hive majors or ultras, I had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Because like, they're not even like a rank enemy either. It's any enemy with yellow health, which if you play on heroic, Like pretty much every enemy can have yellow health.
Yeah, and you also fight them like, and if you just do one and then you just do the story missions, like you always, you can basically finish that bounty in a story mission. Like on the moon, like the second mission you do, it's like you'll get through all of them essentially in that mission, and then, and if you want to grind it, you can just die and let them respawn. But it's like,
oh yeah, you can do them all in one mission, but it was just even more confusing because it's not even a certain rank enemy.
Yeah. But like I said, once like, you figure out what you have
it
to do.
It isn't like there's a military rank for the enemy.
Exactly.
So you can't even just go by name.
Yeah. I know that's like one, but once you, I figured it out because I went onto Google, it's like, what the fuck does this mean? How do I have 1 out of 10? I don't know what the hell I did. And then like I look it up and someone's like, oh, it's just, yeah, the name of the guy's Thiolo. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I went through and I read like all the Grimoire cards I had.
The Grimoire cards are pretty cool.
Just it's annoying that I have to log into Bungie.net. I can't just.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't put those in the game for you to read. Like, yeah. Why you don't have some method of actually reading backstory about the game in the game?
They're not even.
There's
in
a
the
lot of stupid
app.
Things in this game.
Yeah, and it's. I remember like the theories that people have been theory crafting because there's, you know, the story is so light.
What story?
But what's weird? I want to talk about the story, but I can't. Like. I muted myself. I want to talk about it, but I can't because, like, I mean, there's not a whole lot there, but I don't want to necessarily talk about it because, you know, if there's a if it's Metal Gear, I could talk about one aspect because there's a lot to Metal Gear. But when there's not a whole lot to...
But when there's only one aspect of Destiny.
Well, there's... it's like, I guess you can call it one aspect, but I want to talk about a lot of different things that involve the story. Like stuff people say, stuff you can find, stuff that you do, and then speculation. But it's like I don't want to theory, like not theory craft because I'm not crafting any ideas here, but just discuss them when Zaya hasn't initially gotten to those locations. But
I don't know. I'm giving it probably until the end of this week, and if I can't get into it, I am gonna forfeit that I don't care and just play it at random intervals.
Yeah.
See, I'm at the point where. I enjoy the gameplay, and I'm well aware the story is awful, but it's already got that addiction hook into me, where yeah. I need the gear, even though I'm at the point where it's just like, why am I doing this? This is work, not...
Exactly. It's right where I'm at in FF14, where all the new... If I want new gear, I have to grind out certain stuff, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to grind. Like, I'll do turns and stuff with my free company because I like doing stuff with my friends. That's fun. But everything else is like, I don't want to keep doing these hunts, these daily marks just to get this stuff so I can buy this item to get this gear. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind books, I suppose, because at least I can see the progress. It's not an RNG. But even then, I still, like, I have to do Ormvale. I don't want
the problem is they only release like one or two things for new content each patch. Mm-hmm. So then you grind out all those new things and then you're really fucking sick of them.
And it's nice.
So then you've got like 3 months of doing the exact same thing again, which yes, that's what an MMO is. But when it's replaced every 3 months, because it's such horrible vertical progression, you just don't care.
Yeah. And it's like, and I feel like obviously not like it's, oh, it's unfair that guy can get it. It's like, because he has all the time in the world and I have a job. But I like that they give you, you know, two methods to get, at least for the weapons. Like, that's the one thing is I like, because I, you know, you had to upgrade a weapon. They give you the two methods. You can do this crazy, you know, Atma grind, Matera, Alexandrite path if you want, or you can do a different path that involves, like, getting this one item from doing this particular dungeon or whatever. I like that they give you at least two choices. Or you can fight this extreme version of this primal and they'll drop a weapon, but it's an RNG. But, you know, hey, you can upgrade that way. I like that they at least give you those two paths. But, and, like, that's why I like that you could buy gear with Soldier and Myth, you know. Because at least those, I don't mind doing the beast quests to get that stuff or doing my, you know, what are they called? The roulettes. You know, extreme roulettes and building up stuff that way and then buying the gear. I thought that was fine because I was happy with that because that's a number I can see increase and I could put time into. I can go in the day, do my daily roulettes, do the beast quest, be done, and just do that each day, and eventually I can buy the gear. I like that. But I don't always want to be like, oh, I gotta go do that thing way over there. Like, and now it's like, at least they made the unidentified Elegant tombstone drop 100% in turn 6-7 and in Circus Tower. Also the oils and the sands, they always drop now. Also, are the oils and sands, do those count towards your one-time lot?
They used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
Yeah, see, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, because now I'll have to do, because I was going to go for the Liberator, because right now I'm working on the books, but I figure, okay, I can work on the books on my own time, but when I do endgame stuff, I need a weapon that's better in the meantime. So I figured, okay, well, I can get the Weathered Liberator, which I can buy once I have enough soldiery, which I'm pretty close to, and then I can, let's see, oh, someone interrupted me. Where was I? Soldiery. Oh yeah, you know, I can get that stuff now. I was gonna get the Weathered Liberator, and then I can now, since it's a 100% drop, I can do Circus Tower and then try to get that item.
Yeah.
And not worry about any of the armor. You know, because I don't feel like any of the armor necessarily is better than anything else that I'm currently wearing, so it's like, eh. Like, I got that body piece, but I don't wear it. I gave it to my retainer.
It just depends on the job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Soldiery is better for some jobs, and sometimes the circus pieces are better for other jobs.
Yeah. So. Also, people like to... I know people that do it just so they can glamour, which is super silly. Like, oh, finally, I got the last piece. And it's like, I look at that piece, and it's like level 80 or something. And it's like, why did you get that? It's like, oh, you have higher gear. It's like, oh, they're just glamouring.
Yeah,
like when the new someone did that for when Stone Vigil hard mode came out. They're like, they kept grinding. It's like, I finally got the one. I'm like, that's not that great, but oh, you're glamored. Okay, that's cool.
So I did I was doing Tamtara and Hullbreaker forever because I really wanted the bard shirt thing,
mm-hmm.
and I still never got it. I gave up. It's like, it's not worth it. I don't actually need it.
Man, I haven't done the roulettes in forever, and I only ever do expert now. I don't do hard. It sucks because I miss Lost City. I liked Lost City a lot.
Yeah,
I love that door mechanic. And then I wish, you know, because I'd do the hard one if it didn't include all those other garbage zones that I don't like. But
I don't like the hard mode of Copperbell. I don't know why, I just didn't like it, so I didn't do that roulette.
I like the part in Copperbell. I like when you have to pick up the bomb and drop it by the golem. That's a fun mechanic. And then feeding the worms, all right. I just didn't like the segment where you have to fight the Gigas on the... There's like that path he walks on that he lights on fire, and then you have to stop the bombs. That can be kind of annoying. But I also like Copperbell mines, because there's this one part where there's a... You have to fall down like an elevator shaft, but if I elusive jump off it, I take no damage. But it's the only area I can do that in. I can't do that out in the world. I can only do it in Copperbell. I try to do it on Hullbreaker Isle when you have to jump off the cliff. But when I elusive jump off there, there's an invisible wall that stops me. So then I just land back on the cliff edge and then just slide down and take damage.
Oh.
I'm like, well, that's dumb. But yeah, I really need get on day login. This is stuff that sucks. Like, I log in and I could do like an expert roulette, but then I'm like, okay, time to do the Beast Tribes quest. But it's like, I still feel like a lot of time can go by if I don't just sit there and dedicate, depending on which quests pop up. Like, I like the ones where it's like, oh, kill two of these and two of these, and kill these and kill these, and spawn these, kill them. The ones I hate sometimes the most are the spawn the mob, damage them down, and then smother them in the water. Only because, like, if another mob aggroes me, it's like, you motherfucker. Which only happens in one location. Like, everywhere else, I've done it so many times in Xanrak that I know exactly how to do them and dodge certain things. Like, but I'll never do beast quests in any of the other zones, just because I hate those other zones. I'm like, there's two.
You get a special reward, though, if you do them all.
Yeah, that little mask, yeah. I don't care.
The little ridiculous mask that doesn't really look that great anyways.
Yeah, that's what I want. A little... a little mask. You know, because I got to build up rep and all those things again. I'm like, ugh, and I don't want to go to the Sylph area and do all those. I hate that area.
Oh, I hate the Sylph quests.
They're so annoying. Go invisible. Shit. You have a certain amount of time. If you don't make it, you're going to be uninvisible. You got to run all the way back.
Or better yet, don't go invisible and you have to run here and you only have a certain amount of time.
And there's mobs.
And you lose 10 seconds every time you get hit by something.
Yeah, and you can't dodge anything in that area.
No.
So annoying. But, alrighty. I guess I'll about wrap it up for this podcast. There's nothing much else. We need a secret word. What was our secret word last week? It was Dinklebot.
Dinklebot. Very solid secret word, in my opinion.
Super solid. All right, so we need a secret word this week. What should it be?
See, if there was a new game, we could have done a secret word based off of that game. But unfortunately, TGS kind of sucked this year.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure all the people that got hands-on with all the games out there are like, this is awesome. But everybody else is like...
Well, yeah, sure. If I got to play Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very bad announcements.
And you know what I hate the most? I hate footage which is like 20 minutes of new gameplay for X off screen. It's like, I don't want to watch gameplay of something when it's some guy holding the camera, no matter how still he is, and watching a TV that's off screen. Because you got all the background noise and it's just like, you can't hear any of the sound effects. It's like, why the fuck am I watching this? I hate that. Off screen footage is like, no, why are you doing this to me? Anyway, secret word. I guess we could just do just TGS for the secret word. TGS. There we go. We should do it phonetically. No. All right. TGS. Secret word.
I approve that.
You don't want to do that?
No, I said I approve. Oh. Do it phonetically.
That'd be so ridiculous. Because they'd be like, "How many E's are in this thing?" TGS. But get all crazy. There you go. Yeah. But like a couple extra S's and a few more E's.
Yeah. There's some E's in there. Maybe an I or two.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Isley, and thank you, Zaya.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we will see you all next time.
Bye. Later.